Hey, happy day. I feel so bad for parents today in the modern world, particularly men, when you go to explain the birds and the bees to your children, you don't know how to do it anymore. Hey, Sunday boy, come over here. I want to tell you about the birds and the bees. The birds and the bees and the bees and the bees and the birds and the birds, and everybody's mixed up and nobody knows who is who, and the birds are dressing up. The bird dresses up like a bee and the bee dresses up like a bird, and everybody's getting stung, and the birds and the bees, and which are you? Are you a bird or are you a bee? It's confusing. I like the old days when men were men and women were glad they were, but look at today. And then you swing over to Canada, you got the prime mistake there. He recently gave an award, a medal, to a transgender person who stood up to people in the rape center that was, and he got it defunded for refusing to house biological men. So he got a medal. Who knew? Hey, and the Girl Scouts of the U.S. today. I like the Girl Guides, the Girl Scouts. I buy their cookies. I eat their cookies. Their cookies are great, but the management is bad. The parents, the girls themselves, everybody's great except the management of this group, right? I mean, they want racial equity training to volunteers. They have a series all put together, four-part series. So you have to come in as a parent and get brainwashed and accept all of the things that they're doing to help save the nation, okay? It's not their business. They've created this thing to serve American, they were created rather to serve America's young women. Now they've adopted this critical race theory. It's all about diversity, inclusion, and equity. How about just having fun with these young kids and sell cookies instead of being a nut, because that's kind of what's going on. Girl Guide leaders are changing what the movement is and what it stands for and what it's always been. The leaders, they don't even know what a girl is anymore, so they're not qualified to lead a Girl Guide's place. I mean, the leaders are very gender confused and they want everybody to be something that they're not, a bird and a bee, you know, if you get that. Now let's go over to Los Angeles. There's a bunch of crazy people at the LA Times. It's a very left-wing newspaper. There's a mass loneliness crisis going on. So says a column in the LA Times, by the LA Times. Capitalism makes you lonely. Capitalism makes you feel empty inside. Moronic behavior. They're crazy. Capitalism makes life better. Capitalism makes you not lonely. Capitalism makes you happy. Capitalism allows you to enjoy your life, to have material things. And the most important aspect of capitalism, of course, is cooperation. You know, every time you buy something, you hear this double word. Thank you. Words. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you because I bought. Thank you because I sold. It's because I get the product I want and they get my money. I want the product more than I want to keep my money. They want my money more than they want to keep their product. We both win. We feel like we both win. It's a market economy. Market economies are good and no deal ever happens unless buyer and seller is pleased. And they always say, thank you. Show me a socialist thing that people say, thank you. I think on that for a minute or two. Now you got the commies in New York State, New York City. They're now coming up with this, they have come up with this Rest Stop Restaurant Act. They don't like right-wing people. So New York State is now to provide services along the state's interstate. They require all services rather to be open 7 days a week. That's a direct attack on Chick-fil-A because they operate at nine, I think it's nine, could be 10 rest stops. And the state's saying, I don't like how you people disagree with us on many issues. You're Christian conservatives and we don't like that. And you're closed on Sundays. So we're going to make this new rule and get rid of you. What about religious freedom? I mean, I guess that doesn't count anymore. It's kind of like, you know, free speech and so many other things. I mean, how dare you have a different opinion than a commie? They're attacking all of us. So don't be chicken. Attack them back. Hey, see ya.